You're listening to Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And a very pleasant good Saturday morning to you. Welcome into another edition of the KLEM Coach's Corner during the basketball season. Daniel Versteg with you here on KLEM Radio, KLEM1410.com as well. Glad you're tuned in on this edition of the Coach's Corner. We're going to bring you couple of chats with the Lamar's Community Girls Basketball Coach, Cody Deercup, and Galen Catholic Girls Basketball Coach, Brandon Schecker. We'll have Brandon on here after our next break, and Cody will follow later on. This program, every Saturday morning, is brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Draco Products, True Health Chiropractic, as well as Chapman Overhead Doors. We thank them for their support of this program each and every season, and each and every week we bring it to you throughout the sports schedule. Of course, both teams got a few games in. The Lamar's girls had 3 games in 4 days. The Galen girls had 2 games right away to start the week and have been quiet since. But they'll head up to Harris Lake Park today for a matchup with the Wolves that was previously scheduled for, I think it was December 13th, December 10th, something like that. And, of course, around that time, we had a bunch of weather that knocked it out. So they're remaking up that contest. Of course, that is a conference matchup, so the Jays can try and help out their conference schedule, conference record a little bit by a victory here today against Harris Lake Park. But let's quickly get you caught up on some of the scores from yesterday in a Friday full of basketball. There was some wrestling as well. We'll go to girls basketball first. In the War Eagle Conference last night, fourth-ranked Remsen St. Mary's, they blew Harris Lake Park out of the water, 79-41. MMCRU got by Hartley Melvin Sanborn, 55-45. Second-ranked Unity Christian beat 15th-ranked Hinton in the best game of the day, 62-55. Good showing by the Blackhawks. Akron Westfield beat Trinity Christian, 52-42. And West Sioux was over the top of South O'Brien, 55-40. In the Western Valley Conference, Kingsley Pearson rolled over Woodbury Central 66-18. Westwood, ranked number 5 over River Valley 68-30. MVAOCOU over Siouxland Christian 73-28. In boys basketball last night in the MRAC, 7th-ranked Sioux City East remained unbeaten with a 60-46 victory over Lamar's. Sergeant Bluff Luton, 10 points better than Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson, 56-46. 4th-ranked Bishop Heelan narrowly got by Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln, 59-56. And it was Sioux City West over Sioux City North, 65-59. On the boys' side in the War Eagle Conference, 5th-ranked Remsen St. Mary's, they took down Harris Lake Park to make it a sweep for the Hawks, 46-35. Akron Westfield boys also made it a sweep of Trinity Christian, 59-46. Unity Christian took down Hinton, 59-37. MMCRU got back into the win column with a 44-40 victory over Hartley Melvin Sanborn. West Sioux beat South O'Brien, 65-57. And in the Western Valley Conference, Kingsley Pearson, they took down Woodbury Central, no problem, 64-27. OABCIG over Ridgeview, 70-53. And Westwood got by River Valley, 67-47. And in boys wrestling yesterday, Akron Westfield lost all 4 of its duels up at West Lyon against Canton, South Dakota, Boyden Hall, Rock Valley, West Lyon, and West Central of South Dakota as well. Speaking of wrestling, be sure you tune in throughout the day. We're going to have updates throughout the day from the Lamar's Community Wrestling Invite taking place at the Lamar's Community Competition Gym. So that's going to be a fun day. We'll have those updates for you here on air. You can have it on online as well, KLEM1410.com. We'll also post some clips and things like that to our Twitter page, at KLEM Sports on Twitter. So look forward to all of that throughout the day. Enough of an intro. Let's take a break. When we come back, Brandon Schecker, the head coach of the Galen Catholic girls basketball team, will join us to talk about the week that was, a couple of tough losses to St. Mary's and Akron Westfield, and then a game today as well. So we'll talk all about that. Coach Brandon Schecker, when we come back, you're listening to the Coach's Corner. It's right here on KLEM Radio.
Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Michael K. Rulin about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Michael K. Rulin, Financial Advisor, Certified Financial Planner Practitioner, Ross Rulin, Associate Financial Advisor, or Sam Van Wettering, Associate Financial Advisor at 546-9525. Office is located at 129 Central Avenue, Southwest Lamar's, Iowa. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Specializing in EPS buildings and homes, new construction and remodeling, Sitzman Construction has been doing business in the Lamar's area for 15 years. They're your area expert in EPS solid core shops and homes. Jeremy and his crew would love to come out and give you a quote on your post-frame agricultural building, new home construction, or even your home remodeling project. At Sitzman Construction, quality and customer satisfaction are the focus on the job. Call Jeremy today at 546-4263 and start building with the best, because at Sitzman Construction, they satisfy your construction needs.
A complex system of bones, joints, ligaments, and tendons choreographs every movement throughout your day. Where you get care for your body matters. Turn to the experienced team at Floyd Valley Healthcare, where technology, orthopedic care, and therapies meet to support your every move. From sports medicine to scopes and carpal tunnel surgery to complete knee, hip, or shoulder replacements, the orthopedic services at Floyd Valley can help keep your complex system working for you. Floyd Valley Healthcare, your community, your health, your life.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And we welcome you back into the Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio. Daniel Versteg with you. Coach's Corner every Saturday brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Trico Products, True Health Chiropractic, and Chapman Overhead Doors. We're pleased to be joined now by the head coach of Galen Catholic Girls Basketball. That's Coach Brandon Schecker, as his team is now sitting 3-9 on the year with a 1-4 Weigel Conference record. A couple of tough losses, one loss, this week to Remsen St. Mary's. Got back into the win column with a victory over Akron Westfield on Monday. But, Coach, first of all, it's been, you know, quite a while since we've gotten to talk about your team and how things have gone. First of all, tell me about, the break you had over Christmas and it got extended a little bit with that Akron game having to be moved from last Tuesday to this Monday. What were some of the main things that you guys focused on and were able to really work on while you had a couple of weeks over the holidays?
You know, when we got back into the swing of things, it was just that, trying to get back into the swing. Taking a solid week and a half off can really slow you down a little bit. So we just got back in the swing, had a nice scrimmage against Sheldon, went up to Sheldon and had a nice scrimmage up there, just to see, you know, what maybe we needed to work on for a practice or two before we got into games. And it was a nice break. I think the girls had a good time relaxing over break a little bit. We're back in the swing of things now and looking for a good finish to the season.
Absolutely. And you started off this week strong with a victory over Akron Westfield. And, your schedule is full of tough teams. We know that. Akron has had a pretty solid season, all things considered. Just to get back into the win column and the way you did it with a strong fourth quarter, talk about what that was able to do for your team and how big that was.
You know, we coaches talk about that switch, you know, that I don't want to say light bulb came on. The light bulb's always been there. It's just that switch. And that game, I can't lie, it was rough for three quarters that night. It was just kind of a grinded out game. You could just see that we were doing the same thing we've always done, just turning the ball over, very hesitant on offense. You know, there was multiple times that we had open driving lanes and we just didn't go. You know, it was one of those nights where, again, we just kind of froze. And then partway through, you know, towards the end of the third quarter, but definitely the fourth quarter, that switch just went. Mm-hmm. We turned the page and all of a sudden everything that we were hesitant on, we weren't anymore. We got aggressive on defense. We started getting some steals. It's just like everything just all of a sudden came together. I wish I could tell you I said something or did something for that to happen, but it wasn't. The girls just, I don't know, all of a sudden it clicked. And that fourth quarter was a thing of beauty.
And, you know, it's so tough to watch you guys when things aren't going right. And I know we've talked about this on a number of occasions already this season. But it's tough to watch when things aren't going right for your team, because you always know what they can do. And I think that fourth quarter really, really highlighted the fact that they can play basketball at a high level, and they can come away with, you know, big dominant quarters like this, and a win that looks on the scoreboard, at least, maybe not for how it actually was for three quarters, but on the scoreboard looks kind of lopsided.
Absolutely. And we even told the girls that you know, a day, not the next day because we had a game, but the Wednesday going into practice, we looked at all the girls because we had a chance to look at film and stuff along that lines, and we're like, ladies, it was a grinded out game for three quarters. You finally turned it on in the fourth quarter, put up 18 points in that quarter. And here's the other kicker. You put up 58 points that night and you still had 26 turnovers. Mm. You know, I don't think they understand how close they are if they just start turning that switch a little bit sooner. To kind of put emphasis on that, here we are practicing the other night. I think it was Thursday night, running a drill. We were running some press breaker. And we haven't had a ton of success on beating the press this year. It seems like we get a little out of sorts. So I had, and it wasn't even my five starters in. It was a few starters and a few of my subs were breaking the press. And I kid you not, you know, there's that drill that you put out six or seven players to guard the press. They're pressing, you know,
yep,
to show that extra little pressure. Mm-hmm. Well, I said, everybody else get out there. So we had 10 girls out there on defense. And we broke the press in 4 seconds. We got across half court. I had a girl that was triple teamed. Yep, triple teamed, and there were still seven more defenders out there. She calm, cool, collected, rotated the ball, got a pass, we cut. The girl that was triple teamed after she got rid of the ball, cut to the hoop. We made a nice pass, wide open layup. I literally fell down and sat there just in awe, but in disgusted awe.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's exactly what you just described. Mm-hmm. It's so frustrating to see the girl struggle in games when I know they're completely capable, because we do see it when they are attacking and when they just have this self-confidence. We are a wonderful looking team. I mean, we can compete with anybody. Mm-hmm. The problem is it just doesn't show up in games most of the time.
Yeah, absolutely. We're chatting with Brandon Checker, head coach of Galen Catholic girls basketball. Do you hope a moment like that in practice where they, you know, hopefully the switch flips for them in a moment like that in practice, do you hope that then can translate into the game a little bit better, that once they see, yeah, we can do it, we can break the press, we can not turn the ball over, things like that? Do you hope that can then translate to more games and hopefully, you know, translate into their confidence ability when that ball gets tipped up into the air in an actual contest?
That's absolutely the hope. And you would think, you know, I mean, they could tell too. I mean, it wasn't just from me sitting down in like this moment of awe. It was, I think the girls realized, like, whoa, what did we just do? Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's obviously the hope. It's just now they got to take that and actually put it forth against a team that's not their own girls.
Right.
You know, it if you can do some of that against, and it's not like the 10 girls were out there standing around. I mean, they were very active and aggressive, and we just held our own. And each and every one of them are completely capable of doing that. It's just now taking that moment and continuing to just hit repeat, replay. You know, we're going to keep that in mind. And, you know, we have a game here in a few hours, mm-hmm. A makeup against Harris Lake Park. I don't expect them to press. I mean, their press isn't like the press that we've seen with other teams, mm-hmm. but that's a great moment for them to take that moment the other night and now hit repeat and really just take it to a team that if they play to their level, we should be able to handle this without much issue.
Absolutely, and we definitely look forward to that here today and seeing how you do against the Wolves. But, seeing how this week went and looking back, it went Monday a little bit. You had an outstanding offensive output with three of your players there, and with Maya getting her 18, Rizea got 11. I was really impressed to see Kate Bonderson's night. She had 14 points for you. She was 6 of 8 shooting. How was she able to be so impactful on the offensive end? It seems like she's kind of struggled to get some points here this season, but man, she had quite the night on Monday night.
She absolutely stepped up, and is capable of that. We knew that coming into the season that she's a gal that can get to the hoop. She's got long strides, and she's got a nice little outside shot, so she can really help us out offensively from all over the court. The problem is she holds herself back. she really does. It's that confidence, knowing when to go hard, knowing when to take the shot. And I think against Akron, it just I'm not trying to say anything when I, it's almost like she wasn't thinking. It was just I just went out and played ball. And that's what I need more girls to do, because every one of them is capable of doing that. She just, it's almost like she didn't care. You know what I mean? Just said, you know what, when I get the ball, I'm going to do something with it. She was confident. I even told her, there was one time, you just don't see this a lot in girls basketball. You see it a lot in guys basketball. Well, they'll get the ball, 5-6 feet outside of the hoop, especially on the baseline. This was actually my shot in high school that I did a lot, mm-hmm. was the turnaround jumper. Mm-hmm. And it didn't matter where the defender was. You just turn around and took the jump shot over top. And Kate had a couple of them. And it's like, Kate, yes. now we just need to get other people to start doing that. Vay struggles with that a little bit. But I saw Nevaeh do that in practice just last night. Mm-hmm. Even Maya sometimes has a struggle just to do a turnaround jump shot. And so Kate had that going for her Monday night. Hopefully we can keep that going. I saw it again in practice this week. Didn't see a lot Tuesday night in that game. We really took a step back Tuesday night against St. Mary's. But again, seeing Kate do some of that in a game and hopefully continuing to build up that confidence will really help her, give her more evenings like that.
Brandon Checker with us, head coach of Galen Catholic girls basketball. Yeah, you mentioned Tuesday night, and obviously the outcome not what you wanted, but the other thing is too, Remsen St. Mary's is an outstanding basketball team with only one loss, and that one loss to Unity. Tell me about just kind of what things stuck out to you. What did you see from your team against a team is good and a team you've seen already, but is just very tough to kind of go up against.
Nothing against St. Mary's. You're exactly right. They're ranked. They're a nice ball club. They're going to have a wonderful season. So, but we also just gave them the game. We didn't make them work. They know exactly what they're going to do. We knew what they were bringing. We actually made a few switches to try to counteract some of that just a little bit. We took Rye off the point guard, taking the ball out. Like I've done kind of in the past with other bigs, I moved Maya, I moved Bay up to the point guard position on the press break. It's been successful for us in the past. We saw a little bit of success in that Tuesday night, but again, that whole self-confidence held back, not being aggressive. And then the other issue was rebounding. We did not rebound well at all that night. I would actually say that I don't know that St. Mary's shot, they didn't shoot a great percentage that night, especially on the first shot, but boy, we gave them second, third, fourth chances, and they absolutely took advantage of us there. It was a very poor rebounding night for us and a huge step back from, I thought the week before we played fairly well against Hinton. Mm-hmm. We had excitement. There was the girls were happy to be playing, and things were moving for us. In fact, that night, Coach and I kept looking at each other like, it doesn't feel like we're 15 down. You know, the girls were just playing really well. We took a step forward, I thought, again at Akron, getting the win and playing like we did at the fourth quarter. To just turn around and have a complete setback Tuesday night really hurt. So we went to it in practice again this week, and we pulled out some new drills and some things to try to get their minds to look at things a little bit differently. It's one game in time. It's done. It's over with. Let's learn from it, and let's push forward into the rest of the season.
And you know, the thing when you mentioned the rebounding numbers, yeah, I'm just kind of looking at some of the numbers you've got here on quick stats and things like that. You give up 18 offensive rebounds to St. Mary's on Tuesday night, which is so weird because of the rebounding night you had just the night before on Monday. You pulled down 44 rebounds against the Westerners, 20 of them on the offensive end. I mean, it's that kind of thing, I guess, we talked about earlier, where you do something really good and then you kind of have a stinker like the St. Mary's rebounding effort like you talk about.
That's exactly correct. And that's kind of been our season. You know, turnovers are a huge issue. But even when we do get the ball across and we get a shot up, we're not getting a lot of second chances. Our rebounding, this hasn't been our year for rebounding both ends of the court. And that's what really gets me is, you know, our shooting percentage is actually a little bit better this season than we have in other seasons. But we're also not getting the offensive boards. We should be getting second and third chances. And right now we usually come down and we get one chance and that's about it. That really hurts. Mm-hmm. We really got to get to the offensive boards. We spent a lot of time on that the last few days, focused a little bit more on the offensive rebounding, making sure that is more of a priority than what we've had it, which will also help us from a transition standpoint, because some teams are getting to be able to transition on us because we're not offensive rebounding, but we're also not hustling back. We're kind of in that, you know, dead zone is what I call it, and we're just kind of watching things happen. So we've really focused in on the rebounding a lot this week, and hopefully we'll see that take precedence a little bit this afternoon in our game against Harris Lake Park. It's, like I said, been a huge emphasis, so it'll be interesting to see how they translate that emphasis this week in practice over into a focus this game.
Yeah, and you know, the thing I think about too is when you struggle on the offensive glass, and I know you say it's on both ends, and both rebounding, you know, sides of the court are obviously impactful, but when you can't get an offensive rebound and you only get one shot a trip, or maybe a second shot if you're lucky, how much stress and pressure does that add on your players to think, man, I've got to get the prime primo numero uno shot, because we probably won't get a number two shot that can get us some points?
I don't know how much it weighs on the girls, but it does weigh on us as coaches. It's something in my mind every time we're calling a play or looking at a situation is, you're right, as of right now, we're not rebounding well on the offensive end. So we got to look for maybe setting something up a little bit more, getting it right to the right person in the right hands at the right time. And so you're putting a little more pressure on the team in that regard. But like I also mentioned, it's a huge potential issue on the defensive end, right, as well, simply because now if you don't get that shot to fall down on the second or third try, you get that rebound. You know, a lot of teams are pushing the ball these days. Mm-hmm. And if you're kind of stuck where you're not truly going after a rebound, but yet you're not focused on getting back, it really puts a lot of pressure on your defense now too. And so now you had a negative that turns into a double negative. That is where I think it weighs more on the girls than anything. It's not the missed rebound, it's the negative into a negative, and then they really feel that.
Right.
So it's getting past some of that. But again, when you're turning the ball over like we are, when you're not getting, and the other thing that we're not getting right now is three-point shots. You know, we're not putting up a lot of three-point shots, which also struggles a little bit because we know teams are coming in and they're trying to slow down Maya down low and so forth along that lines. And it's not like we're not making them. We're just not taking them.
Sure.
You know, I think we're last in the War Eagle for taking three-point shots. I struggle with that a little bit. We're not a huge focus on the three-point shooting team, but we need to be able to knock down some shots or at least make other teams come out and guard us a little bit more, because they know we're looking to drive so much.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of the football analogy that everybody talks about. If you only pass, well, then they're just going to, you know, drop the secondary back. If you only run, they're just going to stuff the box. It makes you kind of one-dimensional offensively.
Absolutely. And that's kind of what we've gotten to, you know, the last few games. So that's been an emphasis as well this week. You know, it's one of those things. You're kind of looking at the stats a little bit. You're watching video. And you're trying to put some things together. So it was nice to have three practices in a row this week. And then be able to have a game at the end to just kind of put it together without that weekend break. Mm-hmm. So we'll be able to work on some things, hit it up this afternoon, take a day off, and then we got a game Monday night too. So it'll be really interesting to see how this week's games into this week's practices transpires into hopefully putting it all together for the next couple of games and getting something moving in our direction.
Yeah, absolutely. Big matchup, like you said, you keep talking about today, Harris Lake Park. I'm eager to see how you play against them. And then some big contests next week with Woodbury Central, West Sioux, and Unity Christian all on the schedule for you. Talk about, you know, we've talked about a lot of things that you want to see improved on, but, you know, what's going to be the main thing here this week that you guys have to do right and be successful at to hopefully guarantee you some different results on the scoreboard here this week and get you some positive outcomes?
What I'm really excited about is two more away games, and then we're home for a while. It's been a long time since we've had a game in our own gym. You know, probably the number one thing is just that self-confidence, that collected, calm, cool, we can do this. We don't have to throw the ball away. It's, you know, I mentioned that with you the other night after the Rams and St. Mary's game, it's not even a hot potato. It's worse than a hot potato. It's almost like they catch that ball and it's stinging them, and they just have this natural reaction that I have to get rid of it. And when we don't do that, we just, again, stay calm with that ball and have that confidence that I can do something with this ball. I don't have to get rid of it right away this very second. That is, I think, the main thing that I want to see, because I think that will give us a lot better looking shot. It's going to help out with turnovers, which then leads to better defense. I mean, again, I think our half-court defense is really pretty mm-hmm. good. Yeah. It's just that we turn the ball over so much that we give them open looks constantly. So, again, just better control of the ball on offense. And if we can do that, we can really turn around our season in a quick way.
Yeah, and I hope you can get that done here this week. Great opportunities to do that. And, again, it starts today with Harris Lake Park. Coach, we'll let you go. We'll let you get ready for the contest. We appreciate your time as always, and best of luck today and into this week.
Thanks, Daniel. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. That's Brandon Checker. He's head coach of Galen Catholic Girls Basketball. When we come back, Cody Deercup will join us, head coach of the Lamar's Community Girls, to talk about their season and this week. We'll take a break. Come back. Cody Deercup next here on KLEM Radio.
At Nohava Construction, we build the world's best roofs, and we stand behind them. We've been recognized as an elite roofing specialist year after year. At Nohava Construction, we have a high accuracy rating. We use the world's finest roofing technology for our commercial projects. Whether it's new construction or roof replacement, we work hard for our customers. You're the reason we install the best commercial roofs around. Nohava Construction, your elite roofing specialist.
Nohava Construction Lamar's has roofing covered and then some.
Do you need shirts for an event? Get Branded 360 offers competitive pricing and awesome customer service. Get Branded's graphic artist can take your ideas and create a design for you. Get Branded 360 carries a variety of blank clothing. Get a tank top for the hot weather, a sweatshirt for cool nights, and t-shirt for any time at Get Branded 360.
When you want to show appreciation for someone's generosity, kindness, or achievement, Dryco Products Incorporated can assist you with a wide selection of high-quality recognition products. Go to www.drycoproducts.com to see examples of the complete line of displays, building directories, employee tenure, wall of fame, memorials, sales performance, education, medical, faith, military, and much more. Dryco Products is your source for personalized gifts, such as Bible covers, wine glasses, picture frames. Almost anything is possible to personalize. Contact Dryco Products for more ideas. Dryco Products online, www.drycoproducts.com.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And we welcome you back into the Coach's Corner for this Saturday, January 14th. Daniel Versteg with you. The Coach's Corner brought to you every Saturday by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Trico Products, True Health Chiropractic, and Chapman Overhead Doors. We're pleased to be joined now by the head coach of Lamar's Community Girls Basketball. That's Cody Deercup. His team now 7-5 on the year, 5-2, sitting in third place in the Missouri River Activities Conference with seven more conference games to go in the back half of the conference schedule. But first of all, Coach, we got a busy week for you. Three games in 4 days this week, starting right away on Monday with ho-hum, the number one team in the state and the defending state champion, Estherville-Lincoln Central. Talk about just from maybe just kind of a general perspective, what kind of things did you see out of your team when you are so busy and when you got so many things going on? What kind of things jumped out to you the most about how your team played this week?
It was kind of how we started the week was nowhere near how we finished the week, and I felt like we got a lot better as the week went on, and that's something that you want to see as a coach. You know, like you mentioned, we obviously went up and played a really good team Monday night up in Estherville. They have two of the best guards, I think, probably in all classes. And we kind of took it on the chin and challenged our girls a little bit, and they responded exactly how we wanted them to the next night against MOC at home. We got down early on Friday night, and then we're able to, you know, battle back, and we came out on the wrong end of it. But our girls fought, and that's what we wanted to see as the week went on.
Yeah, and you know, the way you played Monday, like you talk about, a very good team, but I mean, it was so uncharacteristic for you guys. You guys shot less than 30% from the field, turned the ball over almost 30 times. Just what was Estherville doing that maybe you hadn't seen before, or just really kind of gave you some fits on Monday night?
Yeah, I give Estherville a lot of credit. You know, they have a lot of good players, and they're very well coached. They were able to, you know, we want to spin back a lot, and they were able to kind of pick our pocket a couple times. We do a tip ahead drill in practice where, you know, if the ball handler ever gets by you, we try to tip it ahead to our teammate, and Estherville was doing that to us, you know, in transition when we got ahead of them, and you know, they took advantage of the turnover situation, and it hurt us big time. And like you mentioned, you know, it's uncharacteristic of us. We're averaging like around 10 or 11 turnovers a game, you know, and we go to East last night or two nights ago, and only turned the ball over 8 times against the number 11 ranked team in 5A, you know, so it was extremely uncharacteristic of us. And, you know, I don't know if you can chalk it up to playing the number one team in the state or a bad night or, you know, what the story was, but, you know, they got the best of us, and I still would like to believe that we got better, even though we didn't play very well. We got better from that game.
Well, you know, if it's any consolation, I enjoyed what you guys were able to do from, you know, your long-range shooting standpoint. You kind of, you know, put yourself in a situation when you kind of had to be able to hit some three-point shots, and you were able to get some of those to fall with Sarah and Maddie and, yep. You know, players like that, just the outside shooting, how, you know, that's a very vital thing in, you know, this time of basketball. How are you guys able to do that on Monday night?
Yeah, our girls did a really good job of just kind of saying enough's enough. You know, we might as well shoot it before we turn it over Monday night. And, you know, thankfully some of those shots fell. And, you know, defensively, I think maybe you mentioned this after we talked after the game, you know, holding those guys to 58 right. points, it's not our goal. It's above where we want to hold teams to. But if you can hold the number one team in the state to 58 points, you know, most of the time we're going to score, you know, around that or above that. It was just, unfortunately, on that night we weren't able to because of how much we were turning it. But I was happy with our girls, you know, taking some chances from three.
Yeah, and that their 58-point outing was their lowest scoring game of the season. So definitely a positive for you, but again, in the midst of a loss. But the nice thing was, like you also told me Monday night after the game, you got to play again the next night, and you took on an MOC yeah. Floyd Valley team on Tuesday, got back in the win column. What things jumped out to you from that contest? I mean, you kind of got your legs back underneath you on the offensive end, and got your confidence back, it looks like.
Yeah, I would like to believe that our girls were kind of ticked off of what happened the night before. And, you know, we had the opportunity to, you know, take it out on somebody in our own house, and they were able to do that. I know Maddie seemed like she made every shot that she took in the first half, and that really, I think, helped our total team confidence, you know, collectively when we're seeing her shot fall, and then everybody's shot's going to start falling after that. They're going to kind of rise up and believe that they can do the same thing. So she kind of got us going there in the first half, and, you know, we kind of took our foot off the pedal a little bit in the second half, but luckily for us, we were able to do enough early on in the game to win.
You know, you mentioned Maddie, and boy, I've noticed this too. It seems like when she's given any amount of space from the three-point arc and she catches it in rhythm, puts it up, she's lethal back there. What's gone into her ability to shoot like that, and how has she, you know, been able to work and kind of hone that to make her really a big threat out on the perimeter?
I think she's just a really tough kid. I think that's kind of how her attitude is, you know. We hate her and Meta and Zoe usually are girls who typically guard the other team's best player, and they never really shy away from that. And that, and it's the same thing on the offensive end. You know, I would like to believe that our girls probably haven't ever seen a shot they didn't like, and, you know, they rise up with confidence. And, you know, I don't know where they get that from. If it's from how we coach them or how, you know, they were brought up when they were younger. I don't know what it is, but I love it.
Cody Dierkop with us. He's the head coach of Lamar's Community Girls Basketball, talking about this week. The other fun thing I see from just taking a look at the numbers from Tuesday, it looks like you gave MOC Floyd Valley a taste of, well, ELC's medicine from Monday night when you forced 25 turnovers, 16 steals for you guys. What was the key to the success on the defensive end on Tuesday night?
I thought our girls did a good job of kind of picking and choosing when we were going to take our chances. We did get burnt a couple times, but when you're going to full court press teams, mm-hmm. we understand that that's going to happen every now and then. I did think MOC did a really good job of passing it over top of our zone press, and we switched up to a man-to-man press and kind of got them into a little bit of a hurry. I know it seemed like Zoe got a lot of steals mm-hmm. out in the half court right out by half, and led to some open layups, and that's kind of demoralizing for the other team. So, you know, I'm really thankful that we have her with her quick hands.
And she's been, you know, really stepping up her game on the offensive end too. She had 16 points on that Tuesday night for you, but I know she's been able to get into double figures for you a number of times. You know, I think a lot of people would look at her and say, well, 5'1" tall. She's really, she's really just going to be a facilitator, point guard, and yeah, maybe she's small enough that she can come swipe a couple dribbles away. But how impactful is her offense when she's able to shoot, when she's able to shoot, get under the basket and play amongst the trees like that? How impactful is it?
But we've always told Zoe that we feel like, you know, our team offense is best when she's looking for her own shot. And I really think that she started to do that, you know, down the stretch last season, and it's kind of carried over into this season. And it's really nice to have a point guard that can, you know, handle the ball like she can, draw help like she can, and shoot it and finish like she can too. So you know, we're thankful that she's with us and not somewhere else.
Absolutely, that's one of those players that you just see how she plays, and you think either you're really thankful you've got her, or you hate that you have to go up
against her. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. How about, you know, the other part, too, that I've noticed? I think we might have talked about this earlier on in the season, how it seemed like maybe in last year it was Sarah Brown successful offensively, or you're not successful offensively, or somebody might be able to come up with the points you need, but for the most part, Sarah was your offense. This year, you're getting everybody involved. You had four players in double figures on Tuesday. Everybody's sharing the ball. Everybody's getting the looks they want. How much more of a flow is your offense in this season when you can get four players in double figures and it seems like everybody is really, you know, enjoying themselves out there and making sure everybody else can feel the same?
Yeah, I would say that all five girls that are always on the floor for us are looking for their shot. And I really do believe that, you know, there's probably a lot of coaches that say this, but I really do believe this. Our girls really don't care who scores for us. You know, we want to come out ahead at the end of the game. And, you know, there's going to be a game like Dakota Valley where Meta has 30. There's going to be a game like, I don't know if it was last night or earlier this week, when Sarah has 18 and then Zoe has 16 and Maddie's making a bunch of threes, or Jalen comes off the bench for us and knocks down some shots. You know, we really don't care who scores for us. We know that all girls can do that, and that I think is what makes us really tough to guard.
And then that leads into Thursday night. We talk about that Black Raider contest with number 11 ranked Sioux City East. We're chatting with Cody Deercup, head coach of Lamar's Community Girls Basketball. You know, it's one of those matchups where you look like the underdogs going in on paper, obviously, and then you play the game out, and definitely didn't look like the underdog by the second half of the contest. What changed from quarter number two to quarter number three that saw you guys just explode with confidence on the offensive end?
Well, we talked about before the game, you know, like you mentioned, you go into a game like that when you're obviously playing a really good 5A school like Sioux City East, everybody's already doubting us out. Mm-hmm. So in a game like that, you might as well go out there and try your hardest and take chances, because you're, according to everybody else, you're supposed to lose that game. And right. We kind of said, why not us? Why can't we do it? You know, we've done it the last 2 years. We've split with them. Why can't we do it this year? And unfortunately, we came out and let them get hot early on from three. They had seven threes in the first quarter. And then after that, we kind of figured out, unfortunately, it took us till after they made seven threes to figure out we better take three or four more steps out there and put a hand up. And I hope our girls realize how close they are with that. You know, you lose that game by 5 points. You give up seven threes in the first quarter. You take two or three more steps out there with a high hand and even contest, you know, two of those threes and they don't go in, mm-hmm. you know, we win by one. So, you know, we're very close. And it took us an entire game versus Estherville to figure out how to guard those Stokes girls. It took us one quarter versus East to figure out how to guard them. We just have to do that a lot sooner than what we have been.
And the other thing too is, you know, I see this in the college game around here where players are more confident to shoot quickly, but it's very rare in the high school game to see a team, number one like East, who has the youth that they have, and maybe this is probably why they have that confidence, to just kind of quick trigger fire whenever they get the basketball like they did and wherever they're at on the court. I mean, but how valuable is seeing a team like that so that for next time you either play them or you play a team that does like to shoot quickly, you've had that experience and now have a game plan for it, whereas, you know, Thursday night, there really wasn't a playbook for it.
Yeah, and I we'll see them again. It feels like tomorrow. That's how quick we play
right.
again, you know, in the second half of the season. We'll see them again in 2 weeks. And we'll try to do a better job of guarding them like we did for, you know, for sure how we guarded in the second quarter. And then I thought we did a good job defensively even in the second half too. I know that they got more than what we wanted them to get, but that's a really good basketball team. That's a really, really good group they have there. And I give them a lot of credit. And there were multiple timeouts where the girls came over and I'm like, yeah, they're scoring on you, but you're doing everything that we want you guys to do defensively. You know, our girls, I felt like, communicated really well, and that's something we've always worked on. And we can say that that's the new standard. That's how we want you guys to defend every single game. We've seen you do it. Now you have to do it.
Chatting with Cody Deercup, head coach of Lamar's Community Girls Basketball, talking about that East High contest. And, you know, the tough part, I think, watching the end of the contest was the foul trouble you guys got in, and obviously not, you know, signaling any one player out. It was kind of everybody out there. But how tough was it with the way they were calling the foul? I'll try and be as diplomatic as possible, but the way they were calling the fouls that night, it was really tough to play the brand of defense that you wanted to. So how tough was it to adjust and then to try and, once you had three or four fouls on a player, keep your hands clean the rest of the game?
You know, and I'll just say it. Lexi fouled out, but we were never upset at her for doing that. And that's going to happen if you're going to play post. You're always going to be battling. You're going to be right up next to your girl, three-quarter in the post. You have to step to help when we get beat off the drive. So, I mean, she gets put in a lot of tough situations. And I thought she played, especially in the second half. And I'll just focus on the second half. Yeah. We kind of challenged her at halftime a little bit. And I thought she played a really, really good second half for us. at Sioux City. She kind of looked for her shot offensively, which opened up some things for other girls on the perimeter. And when she's doing that, it's just like what I said about Zoe. When she's looking for her shot, it makes everybody else around, you know, a little bit better, because everybody kind of has to turn and peek at what's going on in the post. And yeah, we would have liked to have her in the game more, because that's a position where we felt like we could take advantage of them on a quick reversal and duck in on the other side. And it happens, mm-hmm. You know, hopefully she can learn from it, and we will too. And, go from there.
And, I don't do this very often, but her fifth foul was a very good foul to be calling a fifth foul on, but, you know, I'll take the fall for a comment like that. But, you know, it's a learning experience. Like you said, this was a really tough week, for you guys with two very tough teams. But the nice thing is you get more opportunities. You got the second half of the conference schedule coming up, and you play everybody once again. But what were the things that, you know, really kind of, you know, you saw improvement in from Sergeant Bluff all the way back at the beginning of December to now playing East the first go around and everything in between? What kind of things stood out as, okay, we had to improve in this, and we were able to make steps forward into doing that?
Something small that most people don't notice, but our coaches definitely do. And at one point this season, we were tracking it even at practice, is how well we were shooting free throws. I know we didn't shoot very many free throws at Estherville, but I think we were 100% at Estherville. I think we were 77% versus MOC and 73% versus East. Anytime that you can go to the free throw line and try to get some free points, that's huge. Yeah. And I felt like we've done a way better job after Christmas, knocking down our free throws. And Coach Phelan kind of helped put in a full court press over Christmas break. I didn't think it would bother teams as bad as it kind of has at times. And we're able to get some turnovers. And even against East, we ran our 1-2-1-1, and it bothered them a little bit at times. And those two things, I'm glad to see us making strides in the right direction on, because it'll help us down the stretch.
Sergeant Bluff Luton on Tuesday, the game we're gonna see. We're gonna have the coverage of on KLEM. Talk about the Warriors and how you gotta play and what you have to do to be able to get back into the win column and start this second half of conference play on a high note.
They're a tough matchup for us just because of how long they are. I mean, I feel like all their girls are. I'm not the tall guy, but they're all taller than me. We have to shoot the ball really well. We have to be able to pass it really well against their zone and kind of try to pick them apart a little bit. Defensively, we have to battle in the post because they're going to try to work it inside on us. They have a Peyton Hardy runs the point for them and will also post up. So she's a big matchup for us. We have to take care of her defensively and not let anybody else get going. And if we're able to do those things, I think we'll be in a good spot.
Well, I'm looking forward to that contest Tuesday. And then, of course, for some good things on Friday against Council Bluffs, Abe Lincoln as well. Coach, we'll let you go. We appreciate your time as always. Best of luck to your team this week.
Hey, thanks, Daniel.
Absolutely. That's my pleasure. The head coach of Lamar's Community Girls Basketball, Cody Deercup, joining us on the Coach's Corner. We'll take a break and come back to wrap up the hour after this here on KLEM Radio.
The pursuit of true health. That's the goal of Dr. Jared Langle of True Health Chiropractic, Lamar's. Dr. Jared was born and raised in Lamar's, and along with his wife, Sarah, they look forward to raising their family and serving the community with a holistic approach to chiropractic, guiding patients to mindful movement and proper nutrition. True Health Chiropractic, offering adult chiropractic along with care for babies and children, fertility and pregnancy, accepting your insurance. True Health Chiropractic, located just off Business Highway 75 South Lamar's, across from Four Brothers. Call 712-305-0154. Discover wellness. Discover True Health Chiropractic, Dr. Jared Langle. And like True Health Chiropractic on Facebook.
Are you looking for local and dependable overhead door sales and service? Hi, my name is Adam, owner of Chapman Overhead Doors. We are excited to bring over 30 years of experience from the Spencer area to Lamar's and surrounding communities. Chapman Overhead Doors services all makes and models of commercial and residential garage doors. We sell only the highest quality Midland doors. Call Chapman Overhead Doors for a free quote today. 541-1179. That's 541-1179.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And we welcome you back here into the Coach's Corner, wrapping things up for another Saturday morning. Daniel Versteg with you. Coach's Corner every Saturday brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Trico Products, True Health Chiropractic, and Chapman Overhead Doors. My thanks as always to the head coaches in this town, specifically Brandon Checker, Cody Deercup, joining us here on the Coach's Corner program as they do every other week. And we'll get back into that every other week routine now after having a couple weeks off due to the holidays. It's good to have them both back into the fray and getting into the swing of things throughout the month of January. This is when, you know, things really become tight down to the stretch in all winter sports, really. Bowling, basketball, wrestling, they all come down to January. Well, shoot, the girls are going to have their girls wrestling teams are going to have their state qualifiers. They're going to have their super regionals coming up here in just 2 weeks already. That's a week from Friday, and so that's going to be fun to see how the Bulldog girls do in that. And we'll hope for some good results for postseason play for all of our area teams in Plymouth County. So it's good to get some chats in with both head coaches, Coach Deercup and Coach Checker, on our Coach's Corner program. Coming up this week on KLEM Sports, we've got three basketball doubleheaders for you. All three are going to be on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel. We thank our great video sponsors for that. We'll have Lamar's Community Girls and Boys Basketball on Tuesday night from Sergeant Bluff. The Sergeant Bluff Luton Elementary School gym is the Bulldogs play the Warriors second go around. We'll have all the action for you on KLEM Radio, KLEM1410.com, video streaming on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel. That'll be a 5:15 pregame, roughly speaking, or basically after the 5 o'clock news. We'll get going with our pregame, and the girls will tip off at 5:30 on Tuesday night. Then Thursday, Friday, we're going to make our home inside the Deb Campbell Memorial Gym in Lamar's, Galen Catholic School. Wes Sue will come to town on Thursday for that doubleheader. That was originally scheduled for Tuesday, but with the busy weekend, both the Jays girls and boys have, they're playing today against Harris Lake Park, Monday against Woodbury Central. Figured might as well give them some days. They're going to move the Wes Sue contest to this Thursday. So we're going to have that for you here on KLEM Radio. That'll be a 6 o'clock tip out of a 5:45 pregame of that contest. That'll also be on our YouTube channel. And coming up on Friday, a big matchup with Unity Christian. The Galen boys just lost to Unity on Thursday. It was their second loss of the season, so they're going to want some revenge against the Knights. And then the girls would love for nothing more than to upset the number 2 ranked team in Class 3A. That'd be a fun way to finish out the week. So we're going to have the action for you of that contest on again on KLEM Radio and on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel coming up Friday night. But in more immediate news, you're going to want to keep it tuned right here to KLEM Radio throughout the day. Enjoy some music, and every hour or so, we're going to bring you live updates from the Lamar's Community Wrestling Invite that's taking place. It's going to get started here in about an hour or so. So we're going to hustle our way over to the Lamar's Community Competition Gym and give you updates throughout the day. You can listen to them here on KLEM Radio, 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, or at KLEM1410.com. Or if you're just kind of out and about throughout the day and you're checking Twitter, make sure you follow us on Twitter at KLEM Sports. We'll have your wrestling highlights and news and notes throughout the tournament on our Twitter page. So it's going to be a fun day at the Lamar's Community Competition Gym. Love that tournament, and love getting to see so much great wrestling throughout the day. But that's going to do it here for another edition of the Coach's Corner. Thanks so much for tuning in, as always. For all of us at KLEM Radio and for KLEM Sports, I'm Daniel Versteg, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.